Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at 7lamb podcast. That's the number 7 LAMB podcast. And on Facebook at facebook.com/7lamb podcast. Seven Lamb Productions presents to you End of All Hope. Season 2, Episode 5, A Fading Optimism.
Let him go if he wants, Ava.
Please, calm down. Miguel, the man we picked up off the interstate, was panicking. When we saw the looming ship, he had jumped out of the truck.
No pueden ir ahí. Todos están muertos. Todos.
We're not going that way. I know you don't want to go into the city. Neither do we.
Por favor, no vayan. La ciudad está en ruinas.
Please, Miguel.
No, no, yo no voy. No puedo.
Forget it, Ava. Let him go. He doesn't want to go with us.
He doesn't want to go with us because he thinks we're going into the city.
Well, he needs to get back in the truck. I hate standing out here. Out in the open.
Just then, the ship made a strange noise. A loud humming sound. It startled me.
No regresaré. Mi familia murió en ese lugar. Escuchen, el sonido. Es la nave.
Miguel! He turned and ran down the interstate, disappearing behind a row of cars. Shit.
What do you think that sound means?
I really don't want to find out.
Me either. Let's go.
I looked back one final time, but I couldn't see him.
Ava, forget it. We need to go.
I know.
Let's get off the interstate.
As we drove to an off-ramp, I couldn't keep my eyes off the ship. It didn't move, but the humming sound continued. The devastation below it was heartbreaking. I couldn't imagine how many people were killed.
Let's head north a bit. Get out of here.
That works for me. And that's what we did. Distance ourselves as best we could from the danger and destruction of Columbus, Ohio. We drove well into the night. We made sure to stay north of Indianapolis. When we crossed the Illinois state line, Mark pulled to the side of the road. Ahead of us, a bright orange light.
Is that a fire?
Mark rolled down the window. We could hear a commotion in the distance.
Let's see if there's another way to go.
We drove down the road slowly. Mark turned on a side street, and we could barely see a town through the row of thick trees. The neighborhood was on fire. Holy shit, Mark.
Okay, maybe we should turn around. I don't want to drive through that.
We slowly made our way around a bend. We could see people panicking, running frantically from the flames.
We're not going to make it through. I'm turning around.
Mark pulled a three-point turn and headed south down a gravel road. Mark, I'm not sure where we are.
Well, maybe we should find some place to rest.
Let's distance ourselves a bit from the fire.
I agree.
Do you want me to drive?
You're not tired?
I am, but you've been driving the whole time.
Neither of us have gotten any good sleep this week.
I don't know. You conked out for a bit.
Funny.
I thought so.
I don't think either of us should be driving. We need rest. I don't like traveling at night. It's not safe.
Where is safe?
Who knows?
Mark drove for another 30 minutes before we came across a campground. Kasaka Campground. How about that?
That might be out of the way enough. You want to try?
Sure. A mile later, we were pulling into a gravel parking area. There were two cars by the front office.
Front office is dark. We'll avoid it. Let's see if we can find a spot.
It was creepy how dark it was with the power out. No neighborhoods with power, no streetlights, only the moon. Mark drove down a dirt road past several lots. Eventually, we hit a roundabout and Mark pulled to the side.
I don't see any other cars, but let's do a quick sweep.
A sweep?
I mean, let's check to make sure it's safe.
A sweep.
Oh man, you're not gonna drop that, are you?
I guess that military camp rubbed off on you.
Come on.
We grabbed our flashlights and looked around. The campsite was quiet. No cars, no people.
Be careful. Don't go too far.
But we have to do a full perimeter check, Mark.
Ha ha.
A breeze came through, and the tree branches rocked. It was a nice night. Perfect for sleeping outside, under the stars. And under different circumstances, I would be all for it.
I don't see anything or anyone. But I still think we should sleep in shifts. We don't know if those creatures will show, or people. We need to be careful.
Why don't you sleep a couple hours first?
You sure?
Yeah, you've been driving.
Okay, just a couple hours, then wake me.
Okay.
You take the driver's seat in case you have to haul ass.
We climbed back into the truck.
Such a nice night. Yet I have to sleep propped up, crammed in a truck.
You really want to sleep outside?
No. I don't want to wake up with one of those things gnawing on my arm. If you feel sleepy, wake me.
I will. Now get some rest.
Okay, just a couple hours, Ava.
Just a couple hours. Mark leaned against the window and closed his eyes. As I sat in the truck and played with the keys, I thought about Scott. I thought about my mom. I hope they were okay. Seeing the abundance of empty cars on the interstate made me shiver. What if it's the same in California? What if he was forced to evacuate? I know he wouldn't leave his sister, but if those things showed up... Stop, Ava. Think happy thoughts. Scott is okay. Your mom is okay. Scott's sister Christina is okay. Even Coop, Mom's beagle, is okay. They're waiting for you. We were in Illinois now. If we could stay on track and avoid danger, we could make it to Ramona within a few days. Maybe that was being a bit optimistic, but it's like Mark said, once we get to the Midwest, it should be easier travel. Hopefully. I looked at Mark's watch. It was 3:30 in the morning. I'll give him another hour. I could feel my eyes getting heavier. Don't fall asleep, Ava. Not yet. Give Mark another hour. Then you can rest. As the night went on, it was getting harder and harder to stay awake. There was nothing else to do but sit here and think. And I hated thinking. My brain would always focus on the negative. No matter how many times I tried to refocus on a more optimistic future, the dire circumstances would continue to pop into my head. At one point, I thought of Jay. I missed him, his stupid comments and friendly nature. He's okay, Ava. He made it out of town with Serena. I rested my head against the window. Don't fall asleep, Ava. It was hard, though. The last few days were rough. I slept maybe a total of 12 hours. Once my adrenaline kicked in, I was good. But now, just sitting here, with nothing to do but keep watch. Oh shit, what was that? There was something in the woods. Shit, Mark!
What?
Shh, there's something outside.
What is it?
I don't know. It's too dark. It may just be an animal. Mark pulled his gun and waited. Should we go?
You really heard something.
I have no reason to lie.
Let's go then. Let's not wait around.
Okay. I started the truck and turned on the headlights. Ahead of us, a deer. It froze in the bright beams.
Okay, so it's just an animal.
Holy shit, look. Behind it, several more deer. They slowly walked by the truck. More and more left the woods. In front of us, slowly and cautiously walking by our truck. They kept coming.
I count 20.
There's more heading this way.
Well, they don't seem startled, so they're not running from anything.
They're not even afraid of the truck. Another 20 passed and disappeared in the bushes behind us.
I think we're okay. They'd be running if there was danger.
That's when I noticed one lagging behind the rest. It looked to be a young doe. It limped as it emerged from the brush. As it made its way to the truck, its legs buckled and it fell. It cried, but none of the other deer came to its aid. It's hurt.
Maybe a broken leg.
Where's the flashlight?
Ava, don't.
I want to see.
It's not safe.
I found the flashlight and climbed out.
You know, even if you're able to set it, it won't...
I slammed the door before Mark could finish his sentence. The deer behind the truck scurried into the woods out of sight. The one in front of me cried and tried to run, but couldn't. It's okay, it's okay. I just want to see. Shh, it's okay. You're okay. I bent down in front of the animal and grabbed its leg. The animal tried to get up, but quickly stumbled and fell down. Let me see. That's when I noticed its leg wasn't broken. It was bitten, attacked by one of those creatures. Oh, shit.
Ava, can we stay in the truck? It's 4 in the morning. You need to get some rest, and then we need to leave.
Mark, it was attacked. Look at its leg, the gash, the pus. Just like Darren's leg at the cabin.
Does that mean...
I don't know what it means. I thought about Darren's leg. How it looked when we left the cabin. Brayden, Maria, Riley. Were they okay? The bites turn people. How long did it take Darren to turn?
We're not gonna have a zombie deer on our hands, are we?
They're not zombies. I got up and went to the truck. I dug around through our supplies. I found some bandages and antiseptic we found from the gas station. I wrapped the leg as best I could.
Are you happy? You helped him.
I helped her. But I wonder how the bacteria will affect her. Mark's zombie deer reference may not be far off.
Come on, Ava. Let's rest up. We're not safe. Out in the open. In the dark. We'll check on her in the morning.
Okay. We climbed back into the truck.
Get some rest. We'll leave as soon as the sun comes up.
I was really tired. I now sat in the passenger seat. I leaned my head against the window and closed my eyes. I was out in seconds.
Ava, wake up.
Yeah, I'm up.
I'm sorry to say, but your friend, she didn't make it.
I went to the deer who lay still. Her leg was still wrapped up. I knelt down and felt her body. It was cold.
You sure it's not going to get back up and attack?
It's not a zombie. When the people were attacked, they didn't die and come back to life. They changed. But this dough is cold.
So the bacteria doesn't affect animals?
At least it doesn't affect deer.
And what are we supposed to do with that information?
Do what we keep doing. Avoid areas with large populations of people.
Sounds good. I'm going to go to the bathroom, and then we'll get back on the road.
Okay. Mark walked off behind a tree. I guess it was good the bacteria didn't infect animals, if that included all animals. But what would be the purpose of attacking a deer then, unless it was a source of food for the alien creatures? They must need some form of sustenance. They didn't eat humans, they turned humans. What did they eat? What did they drink?
Ready?
Yeah. When we left the campsite, my mind raced. Even if they did eat animals, would it affect their diet? Would it cause any problems? Surely they weren't used to eating the same things humans had evolved to eat. Maybe that would play an integral part in all of this.
You okay?
Yeah.
You're quiet.
Sorry, just thinking.
About home?
About everything.
Well, let's just focus on one thing at a time.
I nodded, but instantly went back to thinking about the deer, the creatures, the bacteria, and even the ship hovering over Columbus. The longer this went on, the harder it was to remain optimistic. I guess Mark could read my face because he rested his hand on mine.
California. That's our goal.
I smiled and nodded. California.
End of All Hope. Written and edited by Robert M. Lamb. Starring Hope Ennis as Ava, Nick Engelhard as Mark, co-starring Ray Rojas. Music provided by Eldritch T'Challa at ReverbNation.com/NemesisBlack. Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com and Dylan Mixer at DMixMusic.com. If you enjoyed this podcast, don't forget to rate and review. Visit www.7lam.com for more podcasts such as this one. This has been a 7 Lam production.